This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was about to go back to that last caller, but he hung up. So he's been listening for 29 years. Let's talk to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? I just wanted to know, with the Pentagon, how do we get the Pentagon to, you know, stop doing what they're doing? Like, how do we go about that?
Well, the Pentagon, the people think the military is going to save us. Military at the top is about the worst people in the country. And General Flynn will tell you that. They have hired globalists. Flynn was unpolitical, just did his job. That's how he got promoted. And he did a great job. But they have been vetting globalists that literally hate America and are part of the New World Order for at least 30, 40 years. So they've got almost all their people in the military at the top, the Justice Department. They attack our troops with poison shots. Yeah, it seems like the logical things have the military on our side. The military is captured by the enemy. Everybody says to the military at the border, they're there bringing the illegals across.
Wow. Incredible. My thing is, like, even with the troops, like you know, they have families. I mean, you think they're gonna go against
you? Yeah, but what do you do when you're in the military? What's the number one rule of the military? Follow orders.
Right. Following orders, that's what they're gonna do. So we're gonna have to conjure up and become our own military. That's what you're saying.
They're gonna get rid of the police, everything, to bring the country down. Yeah. Everybody keeps looking at the military, like the Q thing. Oh, the military is single on our side. Yeah, the average man or woman in the military are great people on average. They're good. Most of my family are veterans. But at the top, they're New World Order, Blue Bloods, Ivy League. They see America as their enemy.
They are sick. They are sick people, and we need to get them out of there. I do videos, Alex. I put things online. I do everything that I can to help. I shop. I just bought the new shirt that you put out there.
Well, let me say, with all the censorship, you're the people that make this show count. You're more important than I am, because if you don't share the clips still on Facebook and YouTube where they still get out, we're going to lose this. But because of you, we're going to win. Mark, thank you so much, and God bless you. Happy New Year. Let's talk to Brighton in Florida. Brighton, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon, man. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. Just kind of wanted your thoughts on, first of all, Team Human, all the way. Love the shirts. Just bought one for myself and my best friend, Brian Fox. My first question, we see, obviously, the shenanigans, the BS that happened in the 2020 election. What actions do you know of that are being taken or maybe will be taken that we haven't really heard about to try and prevent the amount of fraud that occurred? Because you see how long, you already see how long it took for, you know, it to actually get litigated and even be viewed at, the state judge level or the federal level.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the states doing stuff about mail-in ballots. You've got people with verification going on. The big thing is they get more congressional seats, Democrat areas, with the illegals. So that's how they kind of win right up front. We have to raise the awareness about it. We have to have such a landslide that the fraud can't overpower. And that's why they're actually scared right now, is a landslide that's so big. People voting in dead people's names, or people that have moved out of district voting for them, they just don't have the numbers. That's why they're in panic mode right now. I want to remove Trump from the ballot, is because right now, if they had the election today, he'd win by 20 points, 30 points. But because of fraud, he would win by 5. And so we just had to have such a landslide. Everybody's got to vote. Everybody, you know, registered to vote. Everybody vote. I'm going to vote for JFK Jr. because, you know, he has better ideas. That's a vote for Biden. Vote for Trump if you want to piss off the globalists. And Trump's not perfect. Nobody said he was.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that's a little scary to me, and I think, like somebody said earlier, man, we just got to lift it up to God. But, you know, I really think that it was a landslide. You know, I've traveled across the country, and you've probably, you know, done tenfold what I even could imagine, you know, as far as traveling. I've just never seen any type of real support.
No. He didn't have it. Trump won big time, but not big enough to stop the fraud. This time he's going to win in a landslide. Thanks for the call. Stay there. I'm going to introduce Jason Berman straight ahead.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I gotta say this. You get brainwashed, there's only evil in the universe. No, there's a lot of good. But Thomas Jefferson said it best. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, we're doing something here today, good men and women. And in the old days, you were seen as a coward if you wanted the women to do your fighting for you. But now, they're announcing they're going to conscript millions of women to fight in Ukraine. Even the former head of the European forces and the U.S. general proposed that last week. That is just so disgusting. Jason Bermas, great filmmaker and talk show host, is about to take over here in the first live show in InfoWars. I mean, I guess Harris Smith that is this morning. That was the first live InfoWars show. This is the first live edition of the Alex Jones Show. And then the War Room with the great Owen Schroyer is coming up in about 54 minutes or 53 minutes. InfoWars.com/show. But I promise to go to all the callers. We got one more left in Massachusetts. That's Frank. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Frank.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I want to say I renounce Satan, spit in his direction.
That's like in The Godfather. Do you renounce Satan and all his pomps? Yes, I do.
Yes, good. Excellent. I just want to say here on the East that people, they are already immunocompromised. They're going like through two rounds of antibiotics, and they can't shake a cold for nothing.
Yep, that's what the shot does, brother. Did you see me read where they now say, oh, record heart attacks and stuff are caused by the new COVID. But why has it been happening for 3 years?
Yes, I have, and I didn't know if they had already released the new virus or they're just immunocompromised.
No, they're totally immunocompromised. They're totally cancer's exploding. Did you see the insurance actuaries, at least 17 million dead from the shot?
I heard about it, but I did not see the report.
Well, the report, we'll put it on screen for you. We've also put it out on X at Real Alex Jones. Everybody should get it. It's New World Order and their Black Swan Tell. And they basically tell you what they're doing. It's very important.
Two questions really quick. My belief on the election is that presidents are selected and not elected. And that Trump, one of his last accomplishments, so to speak, was that, he put Jerusalem as the base and Israel, like their main headquarters, so to speak.
He put the U.S. embassy there.
Right. Obama and Biden there, so to speak, are very, anti-Israel. And, I don't want to say anti-Semitic, but, he's...
So what's your question?
Well, the question is, it seems like the New World Order is anti-Trump, but it seems to me like he's next in line to be selected to be president. They hate his guts, but they want him to be president because if he's elected, he will be the cherry on top of the Civil War.
Well, he certainly balkanizes things and polarizes them, but the media did that. There's different power structures in the world, and so moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, Israel's not going anywhere. They have nuclear weapons. I'm not obsessed with Israel. I have an allergy to it. I'm just really sick of hearing about it. It's a tiny country. It's a big distraction. I'm not against it, but also don't worship it and think about it all day and all the rest of stuff. I got my own life, my own things I'm trying to do, my own Second Amendment, my own free market, my own constitution. I appreciate your call. I really didn't hear a question there. People that just woodpecker Israel all day, it just, okay, great. It's like every subject. Oh, what about Israel? Like, I don't want to eat bugs. Oh, you're coming up for Israel. Or I think gas prices are too high. Why are you coming for Israel? It's like an intellectual, I'm not saying the caller did this, but it's like an intellectual way to just turn the chessboard over and say, I'm not debating all this. They gave the Israelis all the poison shots, too. They're under the same New World Order. Netanyahu in a poll has 15% support, and the left wants him out. That's an inner battle, you know, over who controls Israel. I'm not in the middle of that Jewish civil war or the Islamic Jewish civil war and just all of it. I'm just like, I'm like Senator Rand Paul. Cut off all the foreign aid to all of them. Egypt, Israel, all of them. And to hell with, you know, Hamas and with AIPAC. It's like I'm done. It's like some, you know, ugly woman wants you to date her. She tells everybody you asked her out when you didn't. It's like, get out of my life. I don't want to be around you. All right, we're going to skip this break so Jason Burmans gets his time back. Great documentary filmmaker, produced some of his films. Got a lot to cover here today in the first Live Alex Jones edition. Please remember, I need funds. I've been so excited about being back on X. We're reaching tens of millions of people there today, but it's not really bringing funds in. We need funds to operate. We got great products you need. Everybody needs winter sun, the highest quality vitamin D3. In the winter, you got to have it because number one viral infection issue is lack of vitamin D3. So the best thing you do for your family is get winter sun right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot Points is going to end very, very soon. Most of you never go to InfoWarsStore.com. You never get a Team Humanity t-shirt. That's okay. Just share the links. But you really need these products. You want 10 hours of energy? Get Turbo Force. You want to get... We got it back, limited run at drjonesnaturals.com exclusively, the original best-selling toothpaste with the nano silver, the iodine, the tea tree, the peppermint. This is super strong, folks. This is so good for your gums, your teeth. It's available exclusively, limited run, with a bunch of other great products that aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com at drjonesnaturals.com. So be sure to check out drjonesnaturals.com at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, Winter Sun, Turbo Force. We're selling out a HGH Max Boost. That blows people away. And we barely have the funds to even order it later and get it. Guy earlier wanted Saw Palmetto Prostagard. He said it was incredible. He had prostate issues, went away. We don't have the money to even order that product. So, yeah, just we want to get back on our feet. We're almost there. We didn't give up. We held on by our fingernails. It's like we just swam 10 miles from a sinking ship, and I'm on the beach kind of like, But now I got to get up, you know, and reconnoiter things. So please support us. Spread the word. God bless you all. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. Jason Burmans takes over now.
Happy New Year, Alex Jones, and Happy New Year, fellow Info Warriors. We got to start with the Epstein info. What are we actually going to get? Now, I've got to admit, my journey into Jeffrey Epstein actually began with InfoWars.com well over a decade, closer to a decade and a half ago, when the Florida story started to break and people realized that this quote-unquote billionaire had been trafficking in young girls, women, and maybe even beyond. But we're not going to get there yet because I've really done mega research on the documentation that is out there, and I don't think that there's anything brand new coming out in the sense that we're going to see new documentation. I'll go over why. What we are going to see is unredacted names of documents that have been around now for 3, 4, 5.
And Jason, let me just interrupt. And I'm going to skip both network breaks to get your time back and more. But you're absolutely right. What we're going to get is unredacted from the client list, but X is there now. It's not as censored as it was. So now we're like, we already know all this. Well, the general public doesn't. So it's kind of like a kid not knowing Santa Claus is real. And the adults know. We're about to find out Santa Claus isn't real. What's big is that it's all breaking big. Sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely. You know, Alex, I'm glad you're here because there's so much that's already publicly available that I think that people really have to understand. For instance, in the Ghislaine Maxwell case itself, let's take a look at this, guys, because this is so important. What we really got was confirmation that Jeffrey Epstein literally had hard drives full of videos that were never entered into evidence other than their
pictures.
That's
right. That's the sex videos. That's the real blackmail the FBI got.
Absolutely. And look, here we have burned DVDs and CDs that are labeled. Again, we didn't get to see what was on them. They were even blacking out in what was publicly available, paintings that were there. However, here's really the coup de grace. You want a quote-unquote client list. Well, it goes well beyond that. What you're looking at are binders that are blacked out that more than likely have compromised individuals and photographs of those individuals. And that's just scraping the surface. Inside the safe that they found, we had Jeffrey Epstein with a passport under a different name and a Saudi Arabian address. This is somebody that has really been involved in the quote-unquote deep.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So, we already know that his name is out there, but it's via the fact that he kicked Epstein out after this incident at Mar-a-Lago, where what? He was trying to recruit Gefrey Roberts and possibly others. So, I don't think that he's going to be in there. RFK Jr., however, we already know he's on the flight logs. He's recently addressed.
Jason, this is so huge. I'm gonna keep listening, but I want to invite you on the show. What hour do we have open tomorrow, guys? On the main broadcast. I mean, the fourth hour is main broadcast too. Yeah, find out right now. I want you to come on and do this because, again, we know about the videotapes. I need to talk about these more. I talk about them some. You're absolutely right. The FBI got those. We have the records when they raided it. It shouldn't be where's the client list. That's what they just put together. It needs to be where are all the videotapes? What was in the houses? What was in the island, which we know the FBI went in and scrubbed it all up. So I'm going to let you know before this is over. Hell, I'm just going to choose the time. You're on at noon tomorrow, noon Central. Can you come on and do an hour with us?
Noon Central should be okay. Yes, sir.
All right, so you're good at noon tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to start over. Everybody's watching now anyways. I'm going to put this out on X today. When you're done, I'm going to take this and put this whole thing out. But I want you on tomorrow. That's on Wednesday, January 3rd at noon to talk about this.
And you know, Alex, even beyond what you said, there seems to be more than one island. Okay, so he actually talks about on tape before he was arrested.
No, everything you're saying is true because I've done the research too. You're just so good at organizing it, so I can't wait. You should put a new film out about this, The Definitive Jeffrey Epstein.
Jones, if I had the time, you want to do it, we'll talk about it. Because obviously InfoWars is back in a big way this year on X. I think it's extremely important, especially in this election year. And this is like an election year of no other. There's so many moving parts to this whole thing and what's going on in the globe post-COVID-1984 nightmare. But this is a big part of it. Because, you know, I really believe that when you dig down deep enough into that Epstein network, what you really get to is the click from the Iran-Contra network. Because why? Epstein was close friends with Prince Andrew. And what nobody discusses about Prince Andrew is he was their number one arms dealer. That's what he did for the royal family. He cut a bunch of arms deals. And then why would Epstein have a Saudi Arabian address and a passport freely to go there? Israel was a major component in the Iran-Contra affair. And again, there are these moving components. You were talking about it prior, where they would actually get the weapons that were smuggled via Czechoslovakia and the Ukraine, and they would ship them down. And it was then that we would ship up drugs and money and then pay them off. It's this plausible deniability circle within networks that go beyond nation states, Alex. And I know that you often talk about that. And that's why the Epstein network, which goes well beyond just Epstein, but other individuals, say, in the fashion field, because Epstein has that large relationship with Les Wexner. Wexner.
And then you've got Peter Nygaard.
So big. And Peter Nygaard, you know, getting into the eugenics aspects. In fact, on that tape I was discussing prior, it was recorded by Steve Bannon. Bannon sitting on maybe 18 hours of interviews with him, put out a short trailer that I was going to show called The Monsters, where he calls them Islands of Dr. Moreau. And then you find out that the New Mexico ranch that was never investigated, one that Bill Richardson apparently was visiting, according to these documents that we've been discussing today, that's the former governor of New York, a close Clinton associate, a CFR member. That was a quote-unquote baby-making ranch where you can see the mainline reports that what he was trying to have an island of Epstein clones or super Epsteins. You can't make this stuff up. So getting to Nygaard, Nygaard was just recently convicted of one of the many.
He was having women bring babies to term to suck all their juices and inject them into himself. So we're gonna, you're gonna cover it all now. We're gonna cover it in depth tomorrow, 12 noon, Jason.
12 noon sounds great, Alex.
All right, see you.
All right, and folks, you know this Epstein story is one that has so many different aspects of it. I mean, think about what just happened to Ghislaine Maxwell. She should be serving a life sentence. And the truth of the matter is, what? There's an appeals process. I don't think that she's going to spend the rest of her life in prison if, unfortunately, we keep the same type of infrastructure or system we currently have, because our constitutional republic has completely and totally fallen apart. This is just a highlight of that. And look, to Alex's credit, he was at the forefront of this in the late 1990s, making documentaries called what? America Destroyed by Design. And that is what's currently happening. And that's why we have to get the correct narrative about Epstein out there. You know, he mentioned Nygaard. Alex was actually being really nice when he said women, because the accusations are that he was impregnating girls as young as 14. Forcibly having them have abortions, then taking that aborted fetal tissue, converting it into stem cells, and having it injected into him in what? His quest to live forever. The ultimate transhumanist goal. And really, a goal of the elites throughout history. If you think about it, the fables of the tree or fountains of youth, to live forever. And right now, we have a class of people, a predator class of people, that truly believe not only that this is possible, but we are on the cusp of this technology. And that's why transhumanism has been something that has been at the focal point of my work for some time and will continue to be in the future. In fact, one of the clips that we're going to be showing today in this very important fourth hour is my question to Vivek Ramaswamy at a local town hall here in Iowa just a couple weeks ago, in which I asked him about his background in biotech in the field of xenotransplantation, which is the chimeric process of having organs, human organs, grow in other organisms such as pigs. Yes, this is not only a reality, but it's actually FDA approved through United Therapeutics. Asking him about that and how far is too far, and whether he believes the transgender movement is a pathway into the transhuman one, as I not only believe, but I think I have demonstrated time and time again. So you'll get his response to that. Then you'll get my response after the fact to that. We got to take a break in about 90 seconds. But when we come back, before we get to Vivek Ramaswamy and that town hall question, I'm going to show you this clip from Steve Bannon. I want to see this documentary, The Monsters, in which he sat down with Jeffrey Epstein on several occasions. And really, I can't speculate what they talked about other than what is in this tape. And what is in this tape is startling, because he talks about not only one island, but two islands, and them being islands of Dr. Moreau. Well, that is an open reference to not only eugenics, but chimeric eugenics. In other words, the merging of human beings with animals and other types of biologies. If you haven't read the books or seen the film, I would have you do so. I mean, just to use that term is kind of horrific and frightening unto itself. Before we take that break, I do want to say it's time to support InfoWars.com. Obviously, they, and I mean they, have been through a lot in the past, not only year, but several years. Hang on by the skin, I'll not only say of his teeth, but by their nuts. And I hope they're coming back stronger than ever. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the books, get the supplements. We'll be back with this Bannon trailer after this.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Focusing on Virginia Giuffre Roberts, those documents, but there's other documents out there and other eyewitness testimony as the victims with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, when you look at just the public ones, you literally are talking about in the hundreds publicly. I mean, even when they quote unquote arrested the guy and he was spending time in jail, he was leaving on almost a daily basis. In fact, a private investigator would follow him. He was able to go into other private residences, and he was visited by young women, possibly even girls, as the investigator was not able to confirm what their ages are. Again, all this stuff in the public arena. Now, on top of that, when you look at another victim, Sarah Ronsome. Now, she claims to not only have watched some of the videotapes of his wealthy friends having sex with female victims for blackmail, but says that she actually has copies stashed. And she is another one of the more named, a.k.a. more prominent victims in this case. So, look, I'm waiting for all this stuff. I think it's extremely important that we get it. But let's go to this trailer of Jeffrey Epstein and let him tell you for himself that he had, quote unquote, islands of what? Islands of Dr. Moreau.
Month marks 2 years since the death of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein inside a New York City jail.
We were underage. We were little girls. By the time I was 16, I brought him up to 75 girls.
He lived essentially like he was Gatsby. He was an absolutely terrifying person to encounter.
You own an island, two islands, the islands of Dr. Moreau?
Correct.
Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire New York businessman whose vast wealth bought an arrogance that knew no limits. He acted as if he could have anything he craved.
Reporting the FBI is now looking into how it can interview Britain's Prince Andrew over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
I made my living from old thinking, but the future is for the way women think.
The way women think. That's correct. Is that not a sop because of all the depravity you've done against young women? And your new sop is that their women's thinking is the future?
No, I've always believed that women would in fact be able to take over. I'm a firm believer and supporter of Time's Up.
Federal prosecutors said yesterday video of Epstein's jail cell when he made his first suicide attempt no longer exists.
And Jeffrey Edward Epstein.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Epstein got away with his crimes because nearly every element of society allowed him to get away with them.
This morning, we're learning new details of the exact cause of death of former registered sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein.
The greatest threat to people put in solitary confinement is they try to kill themselves. Imagine that. You're only in a room for 24 hours, you start to go crazy.
So there it is. That is the trailer for The Monsters. I'm going to shift gears. Although I don't think that we're shifting gears far because, again, the baby-making ranch, the islands of Dr. Moreau. At the end of the day, what are we talking about? We're talking about eugenics. And there's a book that we're going to get back to. This is by Martine Rothblatt, formerly Martin Rothblatt. This is from 1997, Unzip Genes, Taking Charge of Baby Making in the New Millennium. And this person is going to come into play after we play this rather long clip of Vivek Ramaswamy giving his answer to my question at a town hall. And look, I like a lot of what Vivek is doing, and I'm very encouraged that he has brought many of these issues to the forefront. But as always, we should ask relevant questions of everybody out there, especially those that are seeking power.
Thank you for coming out today, guys. God bless you. God bless your families. And may God bless our United States of America. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to practice what we preach a little bit. We're not going to stop in this race till we get this job done. I want to open this up. I want to have a conversation. Take the filters off. If I'm going to sit across the table from Xi Jinping, and I will. I better be willing to sit across the table from our own fellow citizens in this country. And so, I don't know if you have a microphone. We got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Let's open this up.
So we
go to you.
Should I wait for the mic?
You seem like you got it built in.
I kind of do. I don't necessarily need a mic.
That's good.
You come from a...
Here, I'll take it. Here you go, give it to everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You come from a background in biotech and... Basically, right now, we're at a point where United Therapeutics, for instance, has gotten the FDA approval on xenotransplantation. How far is too far with transhumanism? And then the head of that company is a person by the name of Martine Rothblatt, used to be Martin Rothblatt, also the most powerful transgender person on the planet. They're the author of Virtually Human, Unzip Genes, and From Transgender to Transhuman. Now, I see transgenderism as a pathway
to transhumanism. I'd love to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I got to say, this is the first on the campaign trail. I like this. I like going into new territory. So, you're right, my background was developing medicines. I oversaw the development of a number of medicines, five of which are FDA approved today. The one I'm most proud of is life-saving therapy in kids, actually. 20 kids a year are born with a genetic disease where 100% of those kids die by the age of three. I worked on a therapy, I had the honor of working on a therapy where a majority of those kids now live lives of a normal duration. Another one for prostate cancer, another for endometriosis and uterine fibroids, women's health conditions that were ignored by much of big pharma. So that was my background. But I'll actually take you back to the question about the chimera, which is part animal, part human. My senior thesis in college, actually, in 2007, was about the ethics of creating human-animal chimeras. And the core conclusion I came to is, and that was at the embryonic stage, whenever something assumes the qualities of humanity, that's when it creates fundamental ethical quandaries we don't necessarily want to cross. And so I think sometimes what's happened is we're pushing the boundaries, not because that's necessary, but for the sake of pushing those boundaries. And I don't think that that's pro-human. And whether you're talking about this issue or whether you're talking about even very different issues, like the anti-fossil fuel agenda as it relates to the climate agenda, I think the question we should be asking isn't, are you measuring carbon dioxide emissions or are you measuring some quality, what percentage of human cells or not? The question we should be asking is, what advances human prosperity? What advances American prosperity as an American, but what advances human prosperity? That's the question we should be asking, and I think that that's what's going to guide us going forward as well. As it relates to the transgender point, I think these are, I know the word trans is in both, but I think they're basically two different subjects. But since you brought about it, I think it's worth touching on. I know this is a little controversial for me to say, but I'm going to share with you my view. I think that transgenderism, especially in young people, it's a mental health disorder. It's been treated that way for most of our national history, and I don't think it is compassionate to affirm that kid's confusion. Usually when a young person is saying that, hey, my biological sex doesn't match my gender, what they're really saying is, I need some help. I'm going through a difficult time. Figure out, you're allowed to ask what's going wrong. But today, in today's culture, you're taught, no, you're transphobic if you ask that question. I met two young women in this. I can't speak to the individual you mentioned, but I met about what the circumstances were or gender conversion or anything else, but I met two young women in this race. They're in their 20s now. Both of them had double mastectomies, both their breasts cut off. Another one of them had a hysterectomy when they were teenagers. Now in their 20s, they regret it. I think it's barbaric that we allowed that to happen. That's not compassion. That is cruelty to affirm a kid's confusion. And so I think sometimes you have to speak the truth, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. There is such a thing as objective truth. And I think the more we start wavering from our commitment to truth, the more lost we are in that wilderness. So you see, I think, I mean, as many of you know, I'm Hindu, but I went to a Catholic high school. I can tell you from, and I'm proud of my faith, and I'm happy to talk about that. But I think that our shared foundational values actually overlap heavily with the Judeo-Christian values this nation was founded on. But the thing I was going to bring up was actually a
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Of humanity benefited from these programs. Now let's take a look at Martine Rothblatt, who owns that company, United Therapeutics. And here's where we're going to make that link a little bit more prevalent and a little bit stronger. Martine, in 2012, actually authored this book that we're going to go to right here. It is From Transgender to Transhuman, a Manifesto on the Freedom of Form. Now, to Martine Rothblatt, this indeed is a pathway. And before we let Martine talk about transgenderism into transhumanism themselves, I'd like to point out just some of the outright similarities. Number one, you are to reject your biology. That's the biggest thing with this gender movement, is that you are fluid. And therefore, your identity is no longer based in reality, let alone your biological reality. They continue. When I say they, I mean the mainstream media, politicians, popular culture, to push a quote-unquote metaverse. Billions upon billions upon billions have been thrust into this system that is being what? Promoted by the WEF and other globalist organizations. It has not turned any type of a profit. People are being fired left and right. And guess what? The stock continues to go up because this is part of the plan. They want you to identify as a leprechaun riding on a unicorn over a rainbow of sunshine and gold, folks, and believing that's closer to reality, because they want you to disassociate from what? Your humanity in general. And that is why This is so important because once we no longer have actual biological roles in society and they tell you you can create your own biology and you can merge with machines on top of that and identify as anything in these virtual wonderverses, well, they'll also try to convince you to euthanize yourself and upload your consciousness while they experiment on us and try to attain what? Biological immortality. But let's start here. Let's go to the Transformers conference with Martine Rothblatt, kind of joking about their role in this LGBTQ movement and community.
But is also the recipient of this year's Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative Award, which is devoted to LGBT issues and puts her in an interesting issue because she has a company, or part of the company is based in North Carolina, which, as you know right now, she might get arrested for going to the bathroom if the governor had anything to do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Martine Rothblatt. Martine, one of the basic concepts that you're interested in, it's not just improving life, but it's actually immortality, that we're all going to live forever. And Martine, I might mention, has founded a religion, as one does, known as Terrasim. It's based on transhumanism. And you have the...
So, again, going back to Vivek Ramaswamy and what he was talking about and the quote-unquote transgender flag, and believing in something else when you have that God-sized hole in your heart? Well, think about what was just said there. Terrasim is a real thing, and it is also predicated on Martine Rothblatt digitally duplicating, creating a digital doppelganger, which Martine will get into, of their wife, which they stayed with, and creating a automated robot that hopefully one day in their vision will pass the Turing test, called Bina 48, but let's continue.
Idea that we're not just going to live a long time, but we're all going to live forever. Tell us your concept of immortality and how that actually would work.
Thanks, Neely. It's a great pleasure to be here. The idea is one that has been percolating up from lots of people in the information technology industry for a while. Ray Kurzweil, who is a prolific inventor, is best known for the idea that as our abilities in the information processing industry, computer software, storage of more and more of our thoughts and our ideas outside of our body becomes easier, more automatic, less expensive, that ultimately we're going to have sort of digital doppelgangers of ourselves that are stored in the cloud and are able to present themselves to any manner of devices. And that as thousands and thousands of software coders and hackers and people in the maker movement work to make the software that runs these digital doppelgangers ever more lifelike, ever more human-like, there'll come sort of a tipping point when people begin to claim that these digital doppelgangers have achieved what we call consciousness, an ability to have a sense of themselves, hopes, fears, and feelings. And at that point, I think the activity will move to the legal arena as to whether or not these digital doppelgangers really are conscious, really do have an independent legal identity. And kind of the trend of progressive thinking is once there's a scientific consensus, and in this case it would be the science of psychology, that being the science of the mind, that these digital doppelgangers are in fact cyber-conscious, then they'll begin to acquire the sorts of rights and protections that we assign to our pets, laboratory animals, and to quite a high extent to primates like chimpanzees. And so in this way, ourselves will kind of morph into a sort of digital consciousness that is recognized by the law.
A digital consciousness that is recognized by the law, but don't think that they're going to stop there. At this same conference, again, this is all the way back in 2016, an individual who has already gone through some of the most bizarre transhumanist surgery that I've ever seen, Neil Harbison, talks about how, well, you can become trans species, and just like these transgender operations were going on in the 40s and 50s and 60s underground and became more mainstream, this will as well.
Have, but that humans don't have. So we are in a stage in history that we can actually design what species we want to be. I consider myself a trans species because I'm adding senses and organs that other species have. And you can add many, many more senses that other species have and organs that other species have. And we'll start seeing this in the 20s because it's now growing. It's happening underground. There's already many surgeons that are willing to do the surgery anonymously in the same way that in the 50s and 60s transgender operations were being done a bit underground. Now cyborg surgery are being done a bit underground, but in the end, bioethical committees will also accept the cyborg surgeries should be allowed for everyone that wants to extend their perception of reality, at least to the level of...
In the end, we will just all accept it. That's what is absolutely going on right now. And it's not a slow crawl anymore, all right? The movement into digital currency, into blockchain slavery. Look, I'm not against Bitcoin. I saw Max Kaiser on here earlier in the week. I'm interested in El Salvador. I'm interested in decentralization. But guess what? The blockchain has already been utilized by what the IMF and the World Bank to create blockchain people. We got just enough time to show you this video as well. So this is a refugee camp that's running on the blockchain, everybody. And basically, you have your biometrics scanned in the cameras. This was beta tested during the War of Terror. And now you're in the World Food Program account. And don't worry, they're going to find you all work while you what? Sleep on the ground and have your identity confirmed. It has all your different types of records, your passports, your exam certificates, and your financial history, not to mention biological information. And more areas than ever are being destroyed. So hey, this will go on right now. And don't worry, it's going to cut out a lot of those banking transaction fees. So blockchain people are a reality right now. And that's what blockchain people look like. Take a hard look. No need for cash or a bank account or owning anything. You'll own. This is literally from the same people that told you you will own nothing and be happy. See how happy you're going to be on the ground in a refugee camp with your biometrics being scanned and the promise of digital immortality? Give me a break, folks. It's Team Humanity over here. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me the opportunity to do the fourth hour. I will be back, I guess, tomorrow to discuss the Epstein case in much more depth. And, folks, I promise you, I'm going to have a lot more articles, a lot more slides, a lot more information than we even went over today. That's why Infowars.com is the most, if not one of the most, probably the most important media outlet out there, at least of my generation. So please consider supporting it over at InfowarsStore.com. Go check out the books and supplements. And folks, remember, it's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you guys. You can check me out on the flip side over at AntNews.us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
January 20th.